an air of lightness. Episode 3, punctual and globetrotting.
Whew, wow, my head is spinning. I'll be with you in a minute. So there I was in Noumea, the lagoon paradise, literally 2 seconds ago, and now here I am in London. Talk about a temperature shock. What am I gonna do? I don't have any winter clothes. Oh, I'm stabilizing. Well, hello. My name is Felicia, and I'm the big hand on the Arceau Watch, Le Temps Voyageur, the time traveler. And I'm delighted to be taking part in your podcast. Was my introduction okay, or do you want me to do it again? No, it's no trouble for me to turn back time a little, erase everything, and start anew. I'm quite good at juggling with time zones. I do have 24 of them, after all. Still, I'm a stickler for punctuality. I get that from my father, Kronos. He wouldn't let us use our unit of measurement indiscriminately and always taught us precision. I think he mostly meant it for me rather than my younger sister, Beatrice, the little hand. Beatrice and I don't speak much these days, and bad timing is to blame. Let's just say we are living on two different latitudes, but we always end up finding common ground. She's the more thoughtful type, taking her time to enjoy things, if you know what I mean. Right now, she is lying comfortably on the sofas of 24 Faubourg, admiring silk and leather goods, while I am more fidgety than ever. Just talking about it makes me restless. Do you fancy a trip around the clock? Where would you like to go? Be my guest. May I remind you that I have 24 places to stay. New York? Bangkok? Rio? New York. Okay, hang on tight. Don't be scared. And say goodbye to gravity. Let's go. Here we are. So, how was that little trip above the skyscrapers? Like I said, with me, you will always feel like you're walking on air. I have permanent jet lag. Oh, I would have to put money on it that the Grand Central Station clock is still playing up. Hello again. And please, don't be cross, but I had an urge to watch the sunrise at Bondi Beach in Sydney. It is so beautiful. Admit it. It was worth a few extra spins, no? Hey, would you mind staying here for a while? When I finally do take some time off, I feel closer to Beatrice, and I realize how grateful we should be for suspended time. I hope you have everything you need, for your report. Please let me know if you're missing any information whatsoever. I know one could call me a scatterhand, but I assure you, I can be clear and precise too. Hey, can I ask you something? Are you also going to interview Beatrice for the podcast? No, no reason. But if you do, please, can you say hello for me? Oh, wow! That's uncanny! Just as we mention her, she starts moving! Mexico City! Dubai! Wow, she's on a roll! Hey, there she is! Tokyo! I'm not surprised. She has always had a thing for Japanese cuisine. I could join her there, and we could do the rest of the interview together! Oh, you must forgive me. I can be a bit of a push button sometimes, but that's me always marching to the beat of my own drum. No, it's just an expression. I can't play an instrument, and I don't sing either. Well, not yet. I think I'd have a pretty voice, though. But what's really important is keeping good timing, and that's what I'm best at. So just forget my voice for now and concentrate on my talents for dancing, poetry, history, and astronomy. Here we are in Athens. It's not bad, huh? The view from the Parthenon. I know I can be hard to keep up with sometimes. I've left many a friend behind in my wake, but this is who I am. I need to keep my world turning. You know, a sapphire blue smooth leather bracelet friend of mine told me one evening, or morning, or wait, maybe afternoon? Well, whatever. Anyway, he told me, Felicia dear, you whirl with the lightness of whipped cream. How I loved that metaphor. It's spot on, not only because I love my food, but also because when I spin, I feel like I'm bouncing on clouds. I guess that's what tore me and Beatrice apart. I blamed her for being a little too stoic. Once she stayed almost 48 hours in Beijing, while I had time to fly between Tahiti, Los Angeles, and Santiago. I tried to coax her out of her time comfort zone, but in vain. I don't hold a grudge, it's just sad. But once a year, we do make an effort to get together. We would not miss New Year's for the world. We make sure we're aligned, take a deep breath, and then the fireworks start. How long is your show? It's almost over? You need to go? Why? What time is it? Really? Already? That's funny, me asking you about the time. Time literally flies with you. It has been really, really pleasant. I hope you've got what you came for. Okay, great. I'll probably listen to it somewhere between Auckland and Samarkand. I like to take my breaks in one of the birthplaces of humanity. Oh, wait. Yes, Beatrice? No, you're not disorienting me at all. Can I meet you where? Midway? Yeah, that sounds great. No, you go ahead. I'll be right there. Oh, I'm so happy. And how appropriate to meet halfway at Midway. Okay, I'm off then. It's time for me to step across the planet. Okay, see you soon, V. Let's meet there right on time and don't be late.